All right, riddle me this, Kev. What's one of the first upgrades you should do to your vehicle? What is it? What do you go for?
Well, you might think power, but ultimately, from a smart and safe perspective, definitely the brakes.
Yeah, no doubt. Upgraded braking system can really transform a vehicle's performance and honestly give you better peace of mind behind the wheel in any situation. You know, from the track, the off-road trails, even the morning commute, every single vehicle deserves performance brakes at an affordable price.
And no matter what your vehicle or driving style, PowerStop has complete brake upgrade kits for you. So head to PowerStop.com, fill in your vehicle's information into their easy-to-use brake finder to be matched with complete kits and components that are low-dust, noise-free, and feature upgraded stopping power.
That's right. You could join the thousands of other drivers that have already transformed their vehicle into a stopping powerhouse today with PowerStop. PowerStop.com, brake upgrades made easy. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is the handsome Kevin Bird, and I'm just Willie B.
thank you very much.
We are stoked today, man. Appreciate you guys hopping on the podcast today. It's all about I did it.
That's right. Wait, no, I did it. I did it.
I did it.
No, I did it.
Now, how did you find these guys? And what would you say? Obviously, they're known for, you know, offering steering columns for your next project, but it's way above and beyond just what you're probably perceiving in your mind when you hear the words steering columns?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with, I did it for, I don't know, decade and a half or more. I mean, if you're doing a restoration, right, you know, you go through the whole vehicle, you can get, you know, maybe new carpet, panels, you know, you're replacing stuff, you're getting up to snuff, you're going through the paint process. And I mean, more often than not, you get to that steering column and it's just wore out. It's sloppy. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the thing that you touch the most, right? That steering wheel, where it sits, the diameter of it, the feel on the steering wheel, right? It is everything to a driver. And if you're uncomfortable, you know, and you're stuck with what they delivered in, you know, 1951 in a Merc or whatever it is you're rebuilding driving, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'll put everything right back. But, you know, rebuilding a column can be a big pain in the ass, you know, like,
and I'll
admit,
yeah, man,
that, you know, of all the vehicles I've restored and redone, you know, I've kind of tuned up one or two columns, that were, you know, easy to kind of get in, you know, maybe repainted, but damn it, if I don't just, you know, call up and go, look, man, I'm going to save myself hours and headaches, long-term issues, you know, whether it's the wiring inside, how the blinker works or doesn't work, you know, all the functions that go in a steering column, my key isn't working right, I lost it, give me a brand new column. And by the way, you know, it's ready to bolt in and I can add features like, you know, maybe I want to change the length, I want to get the position right, I want to add tilt, you know, I can have multi-position tilt.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, man, I can get that steering wheel right where I want it to be, you know, nice and comfortable, good driving position, or I can flip it up, get it out of the way, get good egress. So, man, I did it as one of those companies that you can forget about, oh, I have a steering column in my car. I always forget about that. I think about tires and suspension and engines, but that is what you are hanging on to all the time when you're driving.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, man. I've got a car that the steering column, man, is my sad face when I go to this car. It is, man. Years ago, one of my friends called me, and this is when I was really getting into racing, and he said, how much you trust me? And I was like, uh-oh, it's never good when the guy has your car and says, how much do you trust me? Because it's not much, ever. Well, I get there to his shop, and he's tore out the majority of my dash, all the old steering column, and it's just a shaft. He was a roundy-round guy. So, you know, I got the shaft going down to the knuckle now, and it's got a cool quick release on it so I can pull my steering wheel off, but it's too much like an all-out race car scenario with just that column, just that shaft going down. And I would give anything if I had like a factory column back in that car, if I could put the old dash back in it. I still have the top of the dash where the dash cover and stuff is. So one day that's going to be what I do, is tackle that and bring that car back to a street level, because, you know, I should have never trusted him and I should have never allowed him to tear out the entire steering column, because you miss that. You truly miss it.
Oh, as soon as you get in a car that's got a poor steering wheel position, you immediately, like, your fun factor, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, whew, okay. Now the fun part is kind of withered and I'm just doing a task. But yeah, man, especially when you get into some fun driving, you're on some twisty roads, you know, for us performance guy, you start thinking about some track and man, where that wheel is and your control over it is everything. And then as soon as you're going to, you know, Bob's Big Boy to get a burger, man, you know, maybe you want to tilt that thing up a little bit, get it out of your chest, whatever, you know, kick it back a little bit, get in your comfort mode. It's huge. And like I said, there's so many functions that are attached to a steering column that, you know, those are all critical. I mean, everybody's got to have blinkers and hazards and, you know, a lot of times your key is in there and everything else, right? So having all that stuff work and not have it be all sloppy and whatever. So,
all right, look, when we come back, we're going to have the man behind I Did It. They offer all kinds of steering columns for your next project. You can find them online, ididitbasically.com, ididitinc.com. Go check that out. We got a quick break now. When we come back, we'll have Trevor Cornwell on. He's the general manager of I Did It, back after the break with the Two Guys Garage podcast. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. And we have our boy, Trevor Cornwell, on from I Did It. Trevor, thanks for joining the podcast, man. How are things where you're at right now? You on lockdown? Everything cool?
No, we're not quite on lockdown. We're still up and running a little bit, just being really cautious. And we've slowed things down and only letting, you know, essential people into the building just enough to keep things moving.
Yeah, man. Well, look, you make columns cool, bro. That should be your new tagline. We make columns cool, because you guys truly do, man. What a headache a steering column is. It's like one of those pieces. I was just telling Kevin a minute ago, like, I had my I got a $70 Charger, and from the outside it is the straightest, most gorgeous car I own. As you get up to it, you see where some boys of mine in one of those you're a race car driver now scenarios. Cut out the old steering column, cut out the old dash, and it's just, it kills the car. Like, it, when you come up and look in it, I'll be the first to admit, it hurts a little bit. If I had that factory steering column and factory dash back in there, it would be so much sharper. And that's what you guys kind of create. So don't think I'm not taking advantage of this relationship, Trevor. I will be calling you at some point.
Yeah, it's you know, as we go out and we go to shows and we meet with customers, it's kind of, I never would have guessed this until I worked for the business, but people tell me all the time it's the best thing they've ever done is they put one of our steering columns in their car. Way more people say that to me than I ever thought people would say that, you know, because
it's a hell of a compliment.
It's one of the last things you think about, but when, you know, when you really need it, it's one, when you put something that's brand new and shiny in there, it makes a big change.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it's right, it's oh so right. Right. Yeah. It's like getting in your, you know, your favorite chair, your lazy boy or whatever, your spot on the couch. You know, when you get in there and it's like, oh, you kick on the right movie, you're like, oh, baby, I'm ready for a long haul, you know? So, yeah, it's something you don't think about until you got it, until it's working the way you want. And for anybody that's never done a steering column, right, you think, oh, my gosh, what is all under? I've never looked under the dash that detailed before. It is ridiculously simple. Typically, there's, you know, two main bolts holding the column underneath and, you know, maybe a little kind of dust boot seal down at the bottom where it goes in the vehicle. And you got a U-joint on the other end. Pop that sucker off and the column pretty much will fall out and you can slide another one in. And technically minutes, you could have an upgrade like this. This isn't a complicated thing where you're pulling your whole dash apart, you know, trying to get into up into your AC ducts or something. It's not... Man, it's right up under there and it's easily replaceable. Now, you guys have all kinds of different columns, right? From very specific for vehicles that pretty much replace exactly what's there with upgrades, right?
Right.
And then you have custom ones. So if you want to do anything you want, you're building your own, you know, hot rod and it's cut up, moved, whatever, the seats are different. You can figure out exactly what you want. You know, grabbing a stick and, you know, you can grab a broomstick and, you know, put a little nail on a piece of paper plate and figure out, oh man, this is exactly where I want my steering wheel. You take a couple dimensions, boom, these guys will send you what you want, and it gives you exactly what you asked for, which is cool. And then right. you got some race stuff, which is pretty neat. So you got the whole spectrum.
Yeah. You know, Ken Callison, when he started the company, I think he spent a lot of time, his R&D went into how do you make it easy to upgrade your steering and make a really high quality part, you know, not just reproducing a steering column, but improve on all the deficiencies that maybe a factory column had. And so when we do R&D on a product or a vehicle, we get the car in here and we engineer it to you know, reattach to the factory points. And then we fix all of those little, you know, nuisances that maybe the factory column had. And then, like you said, you can call us if you have an application that maybe we don't make a steering column for, or it's just an off the wall build that you're never going to find a replacement for it. You can order a custom column. We will build something, you know, completely from scratch for anything. And, you know, we've built columns for, you know, all kinds of crazy things, rock crawlers. And, you know, we do a lot of commercial things. They go in cranes and, aircraft tugs and all kinds of all sorts of things. But yeah, it's, if you have something that, you know, it wouldn't, our normal catalog wouldn't fit, you can just call us, talk with one of our salespeople and we'll figure out what you need, or even get our engineer on the line if it's something that he needs to be involved with.
You need to get that engineer on the line, because here's what I need. I need a $70 charger column with tilt, and it's got to have a steering wheel that's a chain, man. I want the chain steering wheel.
It picks you up.
Give me that setup, man. I'll be top tier right there, bro.
All right, floor shift or column shift?
right.
Chain shift, bird. Chain shift.
Yeah, because they got everything, man, from, you know, straights to tilts. You know, if you got a column shift, they got all that stuff, right? Floor shift setups. And like I said, what kind of hit me recently is, you know, their columns are pretty lightweight, but, you know, I've seen their ProLite, and their ProLite is just super crazy light, because it's pretty much all like aluminum housing. Like, it's like less than 6 pounds. Like, you think a steering column, right? Wow, this thing is less than 6 pounds. So when you start thinking performance, whether it's just street, you know, part track, or even race car that still has most of the function, I don't think you can get them in tilt. So you give up a little bit of tilt and you put that thing where you want, and it still has all your, you know, your turn indicators and everything else. But man, less than 6 pounds, that's huge.
Yeah. Dude, I jumped on their website. You guys are so smart, because you made, you know, you made steering columns with the dash panel mount built into the column. So many of us racers have those new panels, and we're always looking for a spot to mount them to get all our data and our data logging and to make the exact gauge setup that we want, all that stuff. You guys have incorporated those right into the steering columns. So a big time saver, just a nice little addition to some real performance and upgraded steering columns.
Yeah, usually what happens with guys, they strip out their cars for a race application, where the, you know, I think you're referring to the ProFab line, which is a you know, strictly race type off-road application. And so we noticed that a lot of these cars didn't have any place to put a gauge or a race pack dash or you know, MoTeC or AEM style.
I got a Holley EFI. I bought the big dash and I can't find where to mount it. I just figured out how to do it.
Yep, we have mounts for that footprint too, for that dash. And so the big difference that we saw with a lot of these, you know, race style steering columns is they just take a tube with some Delrin bushings and a shaft, and there you have a steering column. You know, our steering column still has a ball bearing for the bearing. It's not just a Delrin bushing on each end. And then it's you know, completely made out of aluminum. It's TIG welded together. It's a really nice piece. And a lot of our race car drivers that have bought them and installed them in their car, they write us emails, or they stop at a show and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much of a difference this made my vehicle. Cause a lot of those, you know, race style steering columns, they're just kind of, you know, quickly made. They're not really sturdy. Where ours is, it's really smooth. We use really high end. If it has a U-joint in it, we use really high quality U-joints that are made in the US. It's just a really, really nice piece.
Yeah, what's cool, you know, because nice, I was talking about that ProLite at, you know, under 6 pounds, and then Will, you brought up the ProFab. So that's the one that's really stripped down. So you got two choices, right? I want something that looks like a traditional column. I want it to be light, right? I'm in the 5 pound range, you know? And then, man, you just want to strip it out. You want to go racing. But like you said, it's got all the quality features in it of a stripped down, super light race only. I looked at the one for Miata on their website, 2.65 pounds. Whew, dude, you put on a quick release and a lightweight race steering wheel, 20 pounds off of a stock steering wheel column. 20 pounds. You can just bolt right in with a couple of bolts. And like you said, you get one that you could put your race pack on, your digital dash.
Yeah, man.
Right? It's got the bracket right there. Bam. You're done, dude. How awesome is that?
I literally was just looking for this for my race car. I found it. That's a great way and a great item to incorporate, because you're right. So many of us racers are trying to find out, because, you know, we're hauling the mail. Hopefully, if your car is doing what it should, it's rolling down the track and, you know, 6-7 seconds, it's, you know, you need the gauge pack and the cluster and everything, whether it's boost and oil pressure, you need those right front and center so you can get a quick look at them as you're, you know, you're steering the car and fighting all the problems that, you know, a 2,500 or 3,000 horsepower car is going to give you. So that's great. You guys have that incorporated right on the dash itself. Do you guys have a lot of old cars too? A lot of, you know, I've got a 57 Chevy, and my dad, when he had this car, he got the steering column out of something else. So the steering column has its own set of keys, and you undo the keys so that it locks, it unlocks the steering wheel, and then the ignition in the 57 Chevy is on the dash. So it's got two sets of keys. I call it a security measure, but I've just never fixed it because I've never wanted to tackle a steering column.
Yeah, you know, the Tri-5s are some of our most popular steering columns. You know, we sell a lot of those. You know, they're direct fit. They bolt right in. And then a lot of guys are switching to rack and pinion steering. So we make provisions for that. So if you're moving from a steering box to a rack and pinion, we can accommodate all of that stuff. We have all the accessories, kits, you know, to install it. So it makes it as easy to do, to install as possible.
Yeah, you don't have that two-key phenomenon thing I got going
on.
No,
we don't.
You don't turn to one key, the wheel doesn't unlock. Like, if you, how do I steer your car?
If you really wanted it, we could probably do that for you.
Yeah, we can special order that. We can do that.
Right. We can build that into it. Said nobody ever. All right, well, look, we are back. We got to take a break now. Trevor Cornwell, I Did It. Go find him, iditinc.com. We'll be back more with Trevor and Comedy on the Two Guys Garage podcast with Kevin Bird and Willie B. It's the Two Guys Garage podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. We have Trevor Cornwell on from iditinc.com. You got to check it out. And imagine, man, if you're going to the extent of upgrading your steering column, you know, shout out to our friends at TechShine, man. This is the flossy and glossy goods, right? Everybody wants to get their ride to the point where it's just, you know, you can floss your teeth in it. You see every reflection, everything looks like that mirrored finish. Easiest way to do that, and I absolutely mean easiest and best way to do it, TechShine. It is a wet application process. It gives your finish a perfect shine in a fraction of the time, and it really is, man. It is so easy, so simple, and the result is amazing.
Oh, I tell you, man, you literally just wipe it on, like you said, wet applied. So you wipe it on, the vehicle's wet, you rinse it off and it activates it. You got the clear coat. It looks awesome. In 5 minutes, you can do your whole ride and get away from all that elbow grease that goes along with waxing your car. So check them out. BuyTechShine.com, man.
There you go, man. Now we have Trevor on. He's the man behind I Did It. Go to iditinc.com if you're interested. They really do build performance columns for any application. What are some of the craziest applications you've seen working there? You've had to get some really oddball requests. I imagine there's some goofball in a tea bucket wants something that looks like the monster steering wheel. But what have you seen that's really oddball for you?
I've got some guys restoring a it was an International Scout, two from the 1970s. It was actually a race vehicle, the International Campaign. And it's a completely custom build where I don't even think he's using a stock chassis. He's basically fabricated a whole frame and it's really a really crazy build. That's the most recent thing that I saw. Eric Bartikoff has installed one of our S550 columns in his 7-second Mustang. You know, it's a 2019 Man. Ford Mustang. He campaigns in the Cobra Jet series and NMRA. And that's a, you know, a wicked fast car with our steering column. And he had been looking for something to put in his car. And then he picked up our steering column. It was just kind of like one of those moments where it's like, holy cow, it's like this is a really nice piece and it's really lightweight, you know?
So what kind of column would you put in a brand new Mustang like that? What did he use?
We actually have a Profab steering column, S550 steering column that is the platform. It bolts directly in place of the factory column. You can take this, you know, the factory column out, bolt in our Profab S550 column. The factory plastic enclosure actually will go over top of our steering column and it looks sort of factory. We have a couple trick little pieces that we make, some formed plates that bolt everything together, help hold it all together, make it look like it's original sort of. There's a lot of Cobra Jet vehicles, race cars, that this could go into to like cut 20 pounds out of those cars. They're pretty heavy when they come from the factory like that.
And still look good and still retain the top end of the factory stuff?
You would weld on one of our quick release, the center for our quick release, use one of our quick releases, and then just bolt on your steering wheel wherever you want it to go.
What about something oddball, like a 1 year, like a 67 Corvette? Here we go. 1 year only, really odd kind of tube, collapsible tube thing. What about something like that?
Yeah. Yep. We just finished development on a 67 Vet direct fit, one of our retrofit steering columns. It bolts right into the factory mounts, which that year had a really strange factory mount with a collapsible tube and a special dash mount dash plate that we have just finished development on. It's a really, really nice steering column. We had it at SEMA and had a lot of interest. Even though it's a 1 year steering column, I guess there's a lot of 67 guys that don't really have a way to put a new column in it. Some of the options that are available on the market now, just they're not really a direct fit. They don't bolt right in. They don't look like it's meant to be there. You know, you can use our column and add tilt and it looks like it's meant to be there. It's really nice.
See, oddball stuff. And you got to talk a little bit about your sidestep steering clearance box mechanism. Like, explain what that is, because this is trick, man. A lot of us guys building hot rods, when we upgrade engines, put big blocks in, you know, small chassis, whatever, we always run into clearance issues. So talk a little bit about what you guys have created to help us.
Yeah, the sidestep is a billet, basically steering relocation box. That's
really cool, you guys.
Yeah, it's a billet box, and it has a double roller chain inside with two sprockets. And so it comes in sizes from, I think, 8 inches, you know, so if you have your steering wheel is, you know, in the center of your dash, but maybe the direct path to your steering box or rack and pinion is, you know, if it's a foot to the left or maybe up to 16 inches to the left or any direction that it happens to be, you could, you know, install our sidestep. Have your steering column go into the sidestep, and it's going to relocate that 8 inches to 16 inches away.
So tricked.
To get around a large engine or headers or just anything, you know, cab over engines or you know, those type of vehicles.
Well, yeah, you see so many people weld knuckles and joints in there, and they get all bound up, and steering becomes real, you know, just hard. It's just antiquated, and it's real shaky, and it just does not flow like it needs to flow to feel what the car is doing underneath you. And this eliminates all of that garbage.
Right. It would be you know, you don't have to have any issue with your U joints. You know, if you run a double U joint, those types of things, when you have those high angles, it eliminates that stuff. And it's a real smooth box once you put it all together.
Yeah, if you've ever taken a U-joint, like even just from your socket set, and you put a little angle in it and you start to rotate it around, you feel like it's
it binds up.
Yeah, it binds up, but it gets very non-uniform in how it works. And I mean, think about your steering wheel. You're really, you know, hammering around some corner and all of a sudden it's like, what's that little jerk in there? So yeah, being able to do a drop, being able to put that killer motor in there or not compromise how your header and exhaust is flowing or whatever. Yeah, super cool. Now they got tons of these things, all kinds of mounting brackets and, you know, down on your floor, you know, where you're going to seal to the firewall. They got all the accessories that go with it. Now, speaking of, you know, we were talking about some of the, you know, performance steering columns, the ProLite and the ProFab. You guys also do like the quick release, right? And everybody's kind of seen it, whether they've had one or been around one. You know, you see the race car drivers, you know, they got that wheel up nice and tight so they can really get some wrenching on it through some turns and some good control. And then you pop that little quick release, the wheel comes right off. You got nothing in your way to get in and out of the vehicle. Super nice. Now, you guys bought out Schroeder a couple years ago?
Right, yeah. Schroeder was looking to sort of retire, and so it was an opportunity to kind of buy his steering business that he was, you know, kind of just sort of, you know, sunsetting. And so he had sold the spring portion of his business, and this is a company that has like very rich racing history, and you know, like probably more than a half decade of IndyCar racing, sprint car racing, circle track type stuff. And it was a really well respected, you know, quick release. A lot of people preferred that style quick release, and it's been copied, you know, in a lot of the offshore markets. And so we had purchased the Schroeder steering business, and we purchased all of the tooling, the equipment, the prints and all of the stuff, and brought it back here to Tecumseh, Michigan. And over the last 2 years, we've been producing that product. And then as we saw fit, we started kind of updating it, you know, adding some features, you know, some of the, you know, out as things progress and people want different features, we started, as we were selling them, we would get feedback from our customer base, and we started incorporating some of those changes into it. And it's a really high quality piece. You know, like I said, it's made here, right here in Tecumseh. A lot of the ones that you see, you know, they're notchy. They stick when you try to open, you know, to release it or put it on. And it's the amount of quality is, it really makes a big difference when you feel it and you put it in the car.
Well, you guys have everything from right up to the point where you mount to the steering rack or steering box, all the U-joints, the shafts, whatever support brackets, you know, the little collar and seals and mounts under the dash if you're doing anything custom, all the way up to quick release to where you're going to mount on a steering wheel. You guys got to cover from end to end, right?
Yeah, we offer all the accessories for installation. We have ignition kits if you want an ignition column, or if you want to do push button ignition. If you didn't want ignition on your steering column, or you could do push button ignition on your steering column. It's really we've tried to make it a one stop shop for whatever you might need for your steering. You know, you can call us, email us, whatever. We have people, our salespeople are all enthusiasts that understand this stuff, and understand what it would need to be to do, install a brand new steering column in your vehicle that has all the accessories that you would need to go with it.
There you go, man. Chain link steering wheel, bro. Big stainless steel chain link with a horn, cruise control. I want to tell
It's the next fad. It's the next big thing.
It's the next big thing. Where do people find you online? I've been mentioning iDidItInc.com. Is that the best sort of resource to find you guys and to be able to fill this out? Because I'm sure a lot of guys have unique builds, whether it's, you know, Gen 1 Camaro or a street rod, or, you know, you said the Tri-5s are big, or even the big pickup trucks, man. The square body pickups are blowing up from like the 80s. Man, I imagine that's going to be a next big, you know, I got to get me a new column in that, because everybody tore those things apart. Remember that big old Chevy Hornet had on it, you know? Like everybody beat the crap out of those. And you guys provide all the answers for anything related to the steering column. If you're going from a column shift, like a lot of us did, what's the first time we had a column shift on our trucks or race cars back in the day, street cars? Hell no, we put a B&M ratchet shifter or a pro stick on there or a little quick stick. And, you know, there you are left with the, you know, the column shifter. You can get rid of all of that. And, you know, have an improved steering column with IDidItInc.com. That's the best sort of resource to find and answer any questions they may have, right?
Right. Yep. We have an Instagram account. It's IDidItSteering. We also have a Facebook account. Yep.
Trevor, we appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much, okay?
Yep.
There you go, man. Hey, don't forget our TV show. You can find it on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. Also, man, episodes also now streaming on demand, which is always great. It's just a great resource to find us. Thanks to our guests, my man Trevor Cornwell from I Did It, my man Kevin Bird, our producer Scoop, and our executive producer Bob Ecker.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out our website. We got tons of great automotive content down there, videos, parts of our shows, and we're on social everywhere. You know, twoguysgarage.com is our website. At twoguysgarage is our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So check us out. Two Guys Garage Podcast is a copyright 2020. Britton Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Kevin, you ever seen a chain link steering wheel?
Yeah, man. It was like the rage back in, what, the 70s?
You know? My buddy with a van had one. This says enough.
Dude, my buddy on a bicycle, a chopper bicycle when I was a kid, had a chain link steering wheel on it, man.
Yeah, all you need that. And the foot pedal, the foot gas pedal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah man. Big I'm foot. Big time and straight Joe Dirtte over here. All right, and we'll see you guys in the next Two Guys Garage Podcast.
See y'all next time.
Two Guys Garage Podcast is a production of Britton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.